right, welcome into a smaller podcast. We've decided to just give everybody else the boot.
I'm kidding. Maybe they deserved it.
No, they do not. We'll need them. So that is just a joke. We're not giving anyone the boot. What we're doing is we've sort of scaled down the number of people in attendance today because mm-hmm. we're going to ask some very difficult questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, and you have a camera pointed right at you. I share a two-shot with you, so I feel good right now.
Right.
You're on the hot seat.
Yeah, because I have no idea what these questions are.
No, you're not on the hot seat. You're not. So we've been talking about this for some time. What does a successful business look like? What does an entrepreneur look like? You know, what does that successful person walking down the street, you know, why are they different from you and I, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you and me.
Right.
You know, that was the correct way to say that.
Sure.
You and me, not I.
It doesn't sound right.
No, because you're more successful than me, not more successful than I.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So see, look, a little English course there as well. You just got to evaluate it in a sentence. But anyway, what I wanted to bring up and the reason that I thought this was good to do a one-on-one.
Yeah.
You've just come back from a journey. You decided on your birthday
mm-hmm.
to take a trip.
Yeah.
And I want you to pick it up right there.
Okay. Yeah. So I... there was a you know, not too long ago, I noticed that my favorite soccer team was going to be doing their preseason tour in the United States, which is awesome because they're from London. Never get to see them. Never really thought about if I could, which I have before technically. But anyways, so I booked this trip and I was like, okay, I'm going to take some friends with me. I'm going to, you know, I bought four tickets. I was like planning this whole thing and I lucked out and I have very loving parents and they let me use their timeshare. Like it was all working out. It was all perfect.
Very good.
None of my friends could go.
Oh.
Like in the ones that I wanted to go. No offense to anybody, but,
well, you need that special kind of friend. The one that would actually, the person who would appreciate soccer, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. And a couple of my friends, yeah, exactly. Like they would totally love it. They would dig it. They would have as much fun as I would.
Are they still your friends today?
Of course they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though you blew him off for his birthday trip. Way to go. You know.
Hey, they had valid reasons.
Okay. But you know, the reason for the conversation and the reason I asked that is I really thought you took the initiative to go alone. It looks very planned.
Okay, yeah. So well, I kind of realized about 2 weeks before the trip that no one's coming with me.
Okay.
And I was praying about it. And I was really seeking God on it because I was a little annoyed, to be honest. Like, I was a little like, hey, why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's my birthday. It's my birthday, first time being out of a relationship.
Right.
Where no one's going to do anything for me, right?
Right.
Which
we are more than happy to do. And we did a lot for him today. You'll see on the next episode of the spiel. He had a great birthday party complete with all the like kid stuff.
Yeah.
Pinata included.
Pinata. Oh, yeah. And the cake. I still need to have some of that cake.
Yes,
anyways.
Very good.
And so I was a little annoyed, but I prayed about it. And God literally straight up said to me, and I've been hearing the voice of God a lot better now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with my changes in the last few months.
Sure.
That I've been making just personally. And he straight up said, he's like, you need to go alone. He's like, this is a trip for you and you alone.
That's right.
And so I was like, okay, like, if you say so. And and things just started lining up for that.
Right.
Like, I was able to resell the three tickets and keep the one.
At a profit?
Yeah.
It actually
paid for all my gas and my food.
See, this was God's plan all along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... yeah, so the trip up there was interesting.
Or down. You went to South Florida.
Or down, yeah, right? I guess that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I went to Orlando.
Right.
How far do you want me to go with this?
Just keep going.
Okay.
You can edit it if it needs editing.
No, I mean, I don't care.
You love your story. Keep going.
So on the way down there, it was a little weird just driving by myself, taking mm-hmm. this trip by myself. And I have taken a trip by myself before,
mm-hmm.
But this time was just different.
Right. Because you're in a different phase of your life.
Yeah. And so, just being transparent, I was battling this, hey, this is going to be a lot of fun. I get time to myself. I'm lonely.
Okay.
You know?
That happens. That
yeah.
happens.
And right. I was battling that pretty much the whole drive there. And I drove across 2 days to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I got there, like actually to the resort and everything and got settled in, I was like, this is going to be awesome.
This is good.
Like this is, and... I think everyone saw that because mm-hmm. I am not a person to post on social media a lot, mm-hmm. like especially me. Like I'll like repost something if it's me. But I mean, you noticed.
It feels like a journal. It feels yeah. like you will take us along on the adventure, and that's what I enjoyed.
Yeah.
It
was and, fun. And I just felt like doing it. I didn't care if anybody saw it or whatever. Like I
usual
was just
sarcasm.
Like, talking to yes. my to the camera, but I was like talking to myself. You know what I mean?
Lulu lose a lot of money or what was it?
Lulu let me take all your money.
That was funny. That was really funny.
I literally thought of it and laughed out loud and I was like, I gotta say that on yeah. camera. So
well, here's the deal. The reason that that was so important, and you still got teary-eyed thinking about it. Mm-hmm. When you take a journey, a physical journey alone, and you know, I'm somewhat older than you, and yeah. I've been doing that for many years, right? I'm that crazy person that have wheels, will travel. I don't let that get in my way. And I've mm-hmm. always found it to be odd when people say, well, are you going alone?
Right.
You know? Yeah. Because guess what? When you're alone, you find out so much more, not only about yourself,
yeah.
but the world around you. And it makes you strong and it gives you the skills and it gives you the resources necessary to begin to solve problems alone,
mm.
which a lot of times that's what, you know, you're in this season where you're just about to be fully in business for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about it where you're the one that has to be responsible for, I mean, heck, all of it.
Everything.
Every yeah. bit of it. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you that a sign of another really good entrepreneur is when you know who to surround yourself with. Like, if you know your people that you need to make you stronger, you go get those people.
Yeah.
Because that makes you a stronger entrepreneur. But I can tell you, to be a success, and this is very important, you have to be so comfortable alone.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And this was a huge test for that. Because not only did I want to, you know, be alone and be okay with being alone, mm-hmm. Which is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be stuck on social media the whole time.
Right.
I didn't want to be watching TV. I hardly watched like any TV
you
the
read
entire
a book.
Time.
You even called yourself a dork when you did it, but I loved it.
Yeah.
You're
well,
like,
and I've been reading nonstop. Like every day I read some type of book. Like I'm reading a book on internal healing right now. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really good. And then after that, I read the Bible. And that's been an everyday thing for the past like 2 months, which I think has like changed my whole thought processes. And then it's changing on the outside. I'm starting to see fruit from that.
That's good.
But yeah, one of the big things is I did not choose to spend time distracting myself while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tempted. Like I was tempted to just sit on social media, watch videos, and just lay there on the couch or whatever. But no, I went on like tons of walks and really processed through things that I needed to think through and mm-hmm. I needed to have conversations with God about
mm-hmm.
and I needed to pray about and I needed to really fully understand why do I do this or why am I like this? And mm-hmm. so it was a really big trip for me and it was only like 72 hours, right, that I was there.
That's awesome. But you made every one of those count.
Yeah.
And you really opened up your headspace because that's another part of it is, you know, when you're running a business and you're responsible for yourself or other people, you have to be able to go be alone with yourself and say, okay, how are we going to get through this? And mm-hmm. you have to be able to hear not only from God, but you have to trust yourself and you have to remember all those things that you've been learning and all those things that you've been putting into your noggin. You know, I think that's why, what's that big thing that people are doing now? 75 and hard or 50 and hard?
Oh, 75 hard, yeah.
Yeah, 75 mm-hmm. hard, whatever. A big part of that is you have to commit to reading 10 pages a day of nonfiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just to, again, start to strengthen your mind.
Yeah, you're just rewiring mm-hmm. the neural connections in your brain because you're making connections constantly mm-hmm. and you've made a lot whenever you were a kid. I've read a lot about this and it's interesting how you can dramatically change the way your mind works by just doing something that simple.
Right.
And then once your mind is shifting, then you start doing things differently and you start being different.
Yeah.
And then that's when things start to change on the outside, because it's just like you're changing on the inside.
Right. And it's so easy to go down that rabbit hole. I mean, we are all guilty, where you get on and it's designed to do this. If you pick up your phone and even start, you're going down the hole. I mean, it's a promise. You're going. Mm-hmm. They know how to make you go deeper and stay longer.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do.
It's like going back to our other episode, eating Cheetos.
Right.
Like, it's like you eat one, you just can't stop.
Right, right. Yeah. So, you know, it is important for you guys to remember, we try to give you a couple of takeaways, but a great entrepreneur not only is aware of their strengths, but their weaknesses. And so now through your self-discovery, you've obviously discovered some things that you're still working on.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And right now, you know, for another young entrepreneur out there watching, what would be some advice, or what are some of those things that you're going to try to tackle over the next year?
Yeah. So two things I need to tackle over the next year is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to find proof of it first.
Mm-hmm.
So I found proof, and I've been working out consistently for now 4 months straight, lost like 50 pounds.
It's true.
I feel a lot better. I feel incredible. But I kept asking myself, why am I not consistent when I work?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do I like just blow it off sometimes and then do really good for 2 or 3 days and then need to, you know, go back and forth. And it's like, well, if I can be consistent here, I can be consistent there, because I already have evidence that like I can be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing that I would do is look for where you are consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're good at consistently watching TV every day, first of all, stop.
Right.
But it
right.
But it just shows that you can do something every day. You just have to switch where your attention goes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Apply those skills, or the lack thereof, that you have, and say, you know what, during this time that I usually would binge on television, I'm going to do this now, or, you know, whatever. And, you know, the other thing is that I love is an entrepreneur, you do not let your shortcomings hold you back.
Yeah. So that's what something I was about to talk about was just belief in yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you can look, and it goes back to the evidence thing, right? You can sit there and you can look at all the things that you sucked at. And we've all sucked at a billion things.
Tons. Like, tons.
First of all, you suck at something every time you try something new. Like, that's just how it works.
Sure.
And you can sit there and mull over that and get depressed about that, because you're looking on the past and looking at that. Or you can like look at things that you've conquered, and look at things that you've grown into and gotten really good at, and being like, well, if I got really good at that, like, I just have to take those same steps for this.
Right.
And then I can get really good at this. And then that changes your belief system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which for me has always been really hard. I've always had a lack of belief in myself to go to that next level.
Right.
Do that next thing. Like, I'm very hesitant, actually, when it comes to that. I may not come off that way, but I am. I'm like super hesitant.
Yeah. So this next part is a little touchy, and it will be for you out there as well. Something that we've all gone through in a season, and I've been there, and I've been there in a terrible way. But the other thing that you have to recognize as an entrepreneur is the need to separate personal and professional.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I really grapple with, just with people in the office. You know, I'll say to myself, was I too hard on this person? Or, you know, what are they going through right now? You know, why did I go that far? Well, the reason I went that far is because I'm committed to you, to them, to the responsibility, what it is that we're trying to accomplish. And I can tell you that if you don't get out of your way personally, it's not as easily professionally. But what I will also share with you is, as you are working to be the best professionally and be consistent in all those things that you're working towards, you will be so much more attractive to other people personally.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it happens,
because
so many times we get in our headspace and it's like, well, I need to fix this, and then they'll love me more, or we'll do this or whatever. And you fail miserably, because, you know, first of all, if you're not loved by a certain person or a certain group of people, or you don't have the friends that you want, you don't need them.
No.
If they don't love you for who you are and they encourage you, you don't need them. Cut them out of your life. But as you grow and you're stronger, you know, and part of that strength professionally comes with surrounding yourself by people you respect.
Yeah.
And want to learn from and want to do well with. And as long as you recognize those things, it seems pretty simple. It is hard, though. It really hard. It is hard.
It's always harder than you think it is because you very much have a habitual way. You know, we're habitual creatures, like humans, we're all about habits. And so if you continuously are just used to these people that aren't great in your life, you're just, you know, oh, this is normal.
Why do we keep them around, though? It just makes us feel a certain way, like it's comfort.
Maybe. Yeah, well, it's because you're in a comfort zone, right? And then you're like, wow, someone told me I was amazing and that I can do all these things, but that makes me uncomfortable because I'm not used to that. So I don't want to hang out with that person because they're challenging me to be better. Oh,
that's crazy.
That's tough.
I would hang out with that person all the time. I'm like, can you say that like one more time? Like,
but you get what I'm saying though. Totally. People, I mean, and I and I'll be honest, probably like a year ago, I was probably that way. Anytime you would call me up and be like, you're incredible, or when my friends would call me up, I would be like, thanks, but I don't think that you're right, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be one to watch in the next year because, you know, you've got a lot of things going on. And I think this trip was a good first step, you know.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. You didn't fall. I mean, you found Bucky's. I mean, whatever. I mean,
twice.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Only because my mom really wanted me to buy stuff for her. But, that, you
dude, I have to stay out of that place because it's like, it's kind of like Target, right? Where you go and you're like, okay, I'm going to get an item.
You get sucked in.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're there like 3 hours later.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like a mall in there, right?
And there's so many people every time. Like, where do these people come from?
Why didn't we think of the Bucky concept? Like, that would have been so easy.
Well, and why are not other gas stations doing that?
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, I got a list. So let's get on this list and see if we agree with the attributes. 10 of a real entrepreneur. You know, do you ever look at these polls or like a definition?
I used to. I don't really do that much anymore. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
I go to the Bible.
That's where you'll find all the answers, right? No doubt. Okay. I think I've deviated from the first list, and I'm glad because I didn't really like the first list. That this has a list of 8 things.
Okay.
That would really lend themselves to you being a successful entrepreneur, distinguished, in fact. Strong leadership qualities.
Oh, 100%.
You're going out on the limb. When they tell you, you're walking it. That's right. That's it. So highly self-motivated.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep. If you're not self-motivated, you won't do anything.
Totally. Yeah. Lights are off. You're at home. It's dark. Yeah. Your phone's not ringing. You have to be enough for you to get out of bed and say, I got to tackle the day. It's time.
Yep.
You know, crazy. Strong sense of basic ethics and integrity. Oh, it's true.
Integrity is big.
It is big.
Because if you don't like hold true to your word one time,
yeah,
someone can leave you the worst review and your business will go down the drain.
That's true. That is so true. Yeah. And, you know, the code of ethics, I know in the marketing ad agency side, we were dabbling. We don't publicize it and we don't do a lot of it. But we had done some work for a politician, a person running in a political race. And we had done some of the ads where we're just introducing you to the candidate. Here they are. Here's their life. You know, what do you think? You can draw a conclusion. And then it turned ugly and they got some dirt on their opponent and they were full on ready to do that smear campaign. And we said, no, we didn't do it. We refused to do that.
Yeah.
To sling stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah. So, and I feel good about that, right? Because it was the right call.
Well, that and it almost pins you into a corner. It's like, oh, you guys did that ad? Never mind. I'm not going to work with you.
No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And we would never share what political party. I mean, we're not afraid to go across the aisle. We'll go across the aisle. We'll go on the balcony. We'll go wherever.
No, I mean, they're all wrong. So.
Okay. In case we weren't going to do your ads before, we're definitely not now. It's fine. Okay, and here's a really cool one. And gosh, this hurts too. A willingness to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's really the best way you can learn certain things in life is that you have to just fail.
You do.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can cost you a lot of money, and sometimes perhaps you can learn from other people's failures.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Save money. Or save time, or save heartache, or save tears. A serial innovator.
Okay.
You know, like maybe you're just always trying to make things better.
Well, improve. Or just even standing out from someone. Like what can make you different?
New ideas?
You know?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of cool if you think about it. And number six, know what you don't know. I love that one.
I simultaneously hate it and love it.
I love that one.
Because you can never know everything. Mm-hmm. And then the more that you know, the more you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wrap your head around that. Now, my mentor said it best. He's also the one that said, Angie, together, one of us is going places. I'm like, thanks, Ted. Ted O'Brien. But anyway, you can open your mouth and remove all doubt that you don't know, or keep your mouth shut, and whomever you're having that conversation with, they have no clue that you don't know. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's like you can open your mouth and speak about something you don't know and remove all doubt, or you can be quiet and know that that's maybe an area you need to improve upon.
Mm.
That was pretty good advice.
That's really good.
Yeah. I wish we had more of that around here where they wouldn't just speak openly and freely. And I mean, many times we look at them like they have three heads and we're like, really? But that's being young, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, boundaries.
Okay. Number seven, we're rounding out this list. I love this. And this goes back to your reasoning for driving south. That competitive spirit, baby.
Mm. Yeah,
did your team win, by the way?
Oh no, they got demolished.
Oh,
yeah, they played probably one of the worst games I've ever seen.
What?
Yeah, it was funny. They're getting like totally just
annihilated.
Oh, it's bad. And I'm still sitting there smiling because I'm just so happy to be there.
You're happy to be there.
Yeah, just happy to be there.
And sweating.
Oh, it was so hot. Oh my gosh.
Man, it's hot.
I was drenched in sweat. I was sunburnt. It was great.
Gosh. All right. And then this just brings us full circle. Perhaps I shouldn't have made the one statement, you know, just two points above, but understand the value of a strong peer network.
Mm.
Those people around you. I believe it. I'm
going
to buy it.
You already touched on that earlier.
I did. Yeah. See, I already knew that before this little list. So there you go. But no, seriously, we're not telling you that you have to drive to Orlando. We're not telling you have to drive hours and hours away because we want you to be safe. I found that AAA is great. If you run out of gas, tire situation, whatever, they'll come take care of it and you're on your way. But I'm telling you, self-discovery in that moment when you're alone and you don't really have anybody on that other side to welcome you when you arrive. And when you come back home, it's business as usual.
Yeah.
You become so strong.
Yeah.
You really do in yourself and for others.
Yeah. And a big thing that I've started to realize, and one of my friends has really been pushing on me, is I don't take a real Sabbath right now.
Mm.
I work 7 days
a week.
That's
right. That's right.
That's
going to help. That's going to be big for you.
Yeah. And so you may hate this, but I'm thinking about taking most Mondays off from here on out.
I have no problem.
Unless we have like a big shoot or something, you know, mm-hmm. unless it's like we're on a trip or whatever.
So Mondays.
Because Mondays, because I'm, you know, I work concerts, I work in audio. So
right.
like this weekend, I'm doing a big concert.
Those go on the weekends.
Yeah. And yeah. So I'm usually working through Saturday, or if I'm not doing a concert, I have a recording session because a band can only get in. They work normal day jobs.
That's right.
They can't get in until Saturday to record.
Well, it's important. So you gotta take that time.
Yeah. So we are, I'm actually going to probably start doing that and then having like these mini reflections every week instead of, you know, having to take a trip, mm-hmm. right? And so that's something that you can do, is really actually specifically put time on your calendar.
Sure.
To reflect and review.
Right.
On, and what's working, what's not working.
That's right. Yeah. I agree. You know, I've always said, ever since I was a young child, it's weird. My mother said that some days she was very shy and she would pray that I wouldn't get up and want to do this. But even starting at the age of 3, I would get up and get dressed and I would want to go to church.
I needed to
be there on Sunday.
I love
just
that.
Needed to be there. And I still feel that way, is, you know, I take that one day a week when I just need to show up and I need mm-hmm. to sit my butt in that pew, you know, and I need to be there, because that, to me, I've always said, grounds me. And when you get too far away from that, man, the devil goes crazy and starts tempting you and putting stuff in your life, because then you're easy prey.
Yeah.
You know, but if you stay close and, like you said, you assign that time for yourself, you stay strengthened, you're strong for yourself, for others. And I think you're just a better person all the way around, professionally, personally.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. All those good things.
Yeah. Actually taking rest so that you can actually come to work with a like full energy, you know, is a big deal. And I've noticed that like things will dwindle for me if I do not take actual rest time.
So he'll be off Mondays, but you're pledging 12-hour days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I mean, whatever needs to happen.
Whatever it takes, back to that motivation. All right, that's all the time we have. We hope you got something out of this one. Again, just how to strengthen yourself as an entrepreneur, recognizing if you're not everything on that list, you know, maybe start working towards some of those things because I think they're all important.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
Peace.
See you guys.